I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, January 10th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every week, is David Sanger, who's chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Morning, David.
Morning, Carrie.
David, first, let's talk about the shooting in Tucson, Arizona this weekend. There's a lot of talk these days that the kind of poisonous nature of political discourse in the country, and certainly in Arizona, contributed to this assassination attempt of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Are we racing to a conclusion here, or did it really play a role?
We may well be jumping to a conclusion here, Kerry, because it seems fairly clear from what we've learned about the accused shooter in this case that he clearly had some mental difficulties, if not mental illness. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the atmosphere of American politics these days is divorced from these. If you go and ask the Capitol Police about what's happened to threats against members, they'll tell you that the number of threats has tripled since the health care legislation first came up a bit more than a year ago. And you'll also see the same thing if you look at threats against judges who have dealt with these, including the federal judge who was tragically killed during this shooting incident.
David, long before the shooting, Arizona became kind of ground zero for the country's political battles on immigration, on a wall across the border, on deficits. Why Arizona?
Well, you know, location still matters in politics, and obviously the immigration issues have been a major issue. The tensions between the incoming population from Mexico and the established residents there, the crime rate, all of these have contributed. Gun control advocates will tell you that it's easier in Arizona than in most states to obtain a handgun and keep it concealed without a permit. In this particular case, the accused shooter apparently got this gun just back in November, and of course, that's long after he was apparently asked to leave a local college where there were suspicions that he was going through significant mental issues.
This was the first test for the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner. How did he handle this crisis?
You know, I thought that he did pretty well. He went on television on Sunday. He suspended the activity in the House scheduled for this week, including a largely symbolic vote on repealing health care. I thought that his tone was pretty good. But it didn't take long for normal politics around the country to resurface. You had this dispute between those who believe that Sarah Palin's website and Facebook page had placed targets on certain congressional districts, including this one, and you had the response from the Palin camp that those were not target indicators, but something far more benign.
David, you're in Beijing this week, and so is Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. His visit is pretty notable since the Chinese cut off military-to-military exchanges last year after President Obama invited the Dalai Lama to the White House and sold arms to Taiwan. Why the turnaround now?
Well, it's a good question why the Chinese have decided to resume these military-to-military talks. But one answer may well be that President Hu Jintao is coming to Washington in just a little over a week, and it was clear that they had to get past this hurdle. If you ask American officials where they believe the new assertiveness from the Chinese on issues of territory is coming from, they'll tell you they believe it's from the Navy and from the Air Force. And I think that Secretary Gates took the position that the only way that there's going to be any communication, if not trust, built between the American military and the Chinese military is if these talks start up again.
When Secretary Gates was flying to China over the weekend, he told reporters two things. The U.S. would counter some of China's new arms buildup, and the Chinese should think twice about saying the U.S. economy won't bounce back. Sounds like some pretty stark warnings. What's it all about?
I think it's about two trends that have Secretary Gates somewhat disturbed. One is the narrative in Chinese politics these days that the United States is in decline. And what the secretary said on his plane was that many countries had bet on American decline in the past and had been sorely disappointed. He was warning the Chinese not to count the U.S. out. But the second point I think he was trying to make was that Chinese efforts to come up to parity with the United States would be responded to, and that just as the U.S. put a carrier group into the Yellow Sea a few weeks ago in response to the North Korean shelling of a South Korean island, the U.S. would also invest in the technologies to counter new Chinese military capability, including long-range anti-ship missiles, a new stealth fighter that the Chinese showed off the other day. Now, all of this may be a little bit premature, because while the Chinese are showing off a lot of new technologies, it's not clear how quickly they can deploy them.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
David Sanger is chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times. And that's The Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.